President Bush says reinforced U.S. troops in al-Anbar province have reduced sectarian violence there, even as al-Qaeda is fighting to regain a base of operations.
It's working to assassinate sheikhs and intimidate the local population. We got to prepare ourselves for more violence and more setbacks, but a province that had been written off as hopeless now enjoys a level of peace and stability that was unimaginable only a few months ago.
The president spoke at the U.S. Naval War College in the northeast state of Rhode Island. He's under pressure from congressional Democrats and some within his own party to show that the increased U.S. troop levels in Iraq are making progress.
Right now, we're at the beginning stage of the offensive. We finally got the troops there. Americans have got to understand it takes a while to mobilize additional troops and move them from the United States to Iraq.
Public opinion polls show a majority of Americans believe the U.S. invasion of Iraq was a mistake. A survey by Newsweek magazine last week says 73% of Americans disapprove of how the president is handling the war. In his remarks Thursday, the president again sought to link the war in Iraq with the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, and he again blamed Iran and Syria for helping al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Influx of foreign fighters and foreign support makes this job a lot tougher. Tougher on the Iraqis, tougher on our troops. We can expect more casualties as our forces enter enemy strongholds and push back against foreign interference.
The president says he's encouraged by what he's seeing in Iraq, despite what he says is al-Qaeda's strategy to use suicide bombers to create grisly images to overwhelm what Mr. Bush calls quiet progress on the ground. Baghdad police say a car bomb during the morning rush hour at a bus station killed 21 people and wounded 40 others in a mainly Shiite district. Officials say the bodies of 20 beheaded men were found with their hands and legs bound on a riverbank in a Sunni village. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.